Hello and welcome everybody. My name is Geo Kunz. I'm working at Ericsson, and in this presentation I'd like to talk about an open source proof of concept implementation of a tool we have been developing to generate detailed SBOMs or software bills of material for Alpine container images. Now, why is that important and why do we care? Obviously, it is a key requirement for any organization dealing with software to have a full and deep understanding of all of the software and its subcomponents that is being consumed, integrated, and eventually shipped to customers. And this information, often referred to as software composition information, is just fundamentally important for any sort of regulatory compliance or any reasonable security handling. As to why, I'd like to give you three examples. First one, specifically in a commercial context, corporations typically track the software they're producing in so-called internal product lifecycle management systems and the software composition information describing the software being consumed directly, of course, feeds into these systems. Then one example of handling security vulnerabilities: whenever there is a vulnerability in a given subcomponent, this composition information is of course needed to determine which larger compositions or products are actually affected by that particular vulnerability. And the third example is a bit more specific: having a detailed understanding of all of the software that makes up a specific product, it is important to fetch that software, put it into a certified archive, for instance, and then rebuild the software in an isolated offline environment, for instance. Now, software composition information is a very general term, and how do we convey that information? And here, in the last couple of years, the term of software bills of material, or SBOM, has been coined. An SBOM is basically a more or less standardized way of conveying such software composition metadata. And as I said, we have built a tool to generate such an SBOM to get an understanding of all of the subcomponents being used in Alpine container images. Now, there are certainly very different means of creating or determining SBOM information. One could, for instance, just tap into the package managers for various software ecosystems and grab information from there, because the package managers obviously know which package and which version of that package is being installed in a given software image. Another means are, for instance, tracing packages during build time or doing source code analysis, looking at manifests that are being used or make faults being used to build a larger piece of software. And as I mentioned in this particular presentation, I'm going to talk about a specific approach that applies to the Alpine ecosystem, which utilizes specific build metadata that is available in the Alpine ecosystem to generate very detailed SBOMs that we will use later on. I will focus specifically on the concept here. It's not a presentation of a ready-made tool, although the tool should be available online as an open source implementation, obviously, and all of the credit regarding design and implementation basically goes to my colleagues. I'm basically the lucky guy being able here to present this to you here. Okay, the tool I've been referring to up till now, let's call it SBOM Resolver. And they're basically two primary steps that are important when conducted by this tool. We basically generate the detailed SBOM based on two sources of information consumed in two separate steps. So we start out by basically defining a very short list of the desired packages we need to have in an Alpine container images. These are basically the key dependencies that we need in order to build higher layer software on top of given Alpine images. And then using that information, we basically use default package manager information and tooling to create a so-called intermediate SBOM. This SBOM basically contains all the information that the package manager of Alpine resolved based on the list of desired packages. It's basically all of the software dependencies or the runtime dependencies with concrete version information attached to that. And then in the second step, we utilize build metadata available in the Alpine ecosystem to enrich the intermediate SBOM and to generate the complete SBOM that has much more information in there than would typically be available just based on the package manager's information. Now, what is this additional information we utilize? So in Alpine, there is one central repository, the APorts repository, that contains all of the build information needed to build each and every package in Alpine. So it contains all of the functionality to build it, but also additional stuff like patches created by the Alpine community and applied to a particular package, information about vulnerabilities, but also things like the concrete download location where during build time the source code is actually fetched from. And this, of course, is very detailed and very important information for us. Let's take a look at one example here. So all of this information is contained in so-called APK build files. And here I picked an APK build file for HAProxy as an example. As you can see, there's fairly obvious information in here, like the name of the package, the version of that package, but also more interesting stuff like sub-packages that belong to the overall package and what I was referring to earlier, a concrete download URL where the source code is being fetched from during build time, plus a list of patches. As you can see, here's an OpenSSL patch applied to build time, plus some configuration information. In addition to that, APK build files contain information about security fixes and information to which specific CVE a security fix is related to. Although this seems to be, and we need to have a discussion with the Alpine community to understand that better, this is just contained in form of commons, as you can see here. So it's not a standard field of the APK build file. And we'd like to understand and have a discussion of how to potentially extend this and make it like a native member of the APK build environment, so to say. And in addition, there are some SHA hash sums that are used the build time to validate that the right to validate the integrity of a downloaded file. Now, this is the additional information coming from the APorts repository. And with that information, I'd like to go into a bit more detail, basically going through the full workflow of the SBOM resolver. We start with the input on the input section on top. As I said, a list of desired packages or key dependencies. What's the information or the functionality that we certainly need inside an Alpine container image to build our software on? Then an Alpine image builder will use the normal package manager to basically pull in all of the dependencies. And one of the output of that step is the final container image that can be used to or in production. The second piece of output is the intermediate BOM, as mentioned previously, and that is being fed in step number two into the Alpine BOM resolver. And using the information from the APorts repository, this now resolves basically the full SBOM or the complete one. To make it a bit more graspable, what's kind of in a complete SBOM, I I'd like to compare such a complete SBOM against the output generated by a widely used tool just like SIFT. SIFT is an SBOM generated tool that supports a wide range of ecosystems, and so it's not a comparison of which one is really better. SIFT is much more versatile than the SBOM resolver. I just like to contrast here the level of information you get out of each tool. But as I said, the SBOM resolver is specifically designed for Alpine, and SIFT supports much more, many more ecosystems. So on the left hand side, you'll see the output of SIFT in an SPDX or a JSON formatted SPDX SBOM. And on the right hand side, you'll see a JSON formatted but not standardized output of the SBOM resolver. And you can see here there's fairly obvious information in there, like again, the name of the package, version of the package, the web URL, but that basically just points to a generic location like the upstream website, for instance, but not the real upstream repository. That's something we'll find later on. Further down here and highlighted in bold font, you see a commit hash, and that's basically the hash into the aports repository, which is used with that particular state to determine the additional information to build the package, and we are basically fetching that information from the aports directory at that particular hash for this detailed SBOM. Next, so as you can see, we've switched to page two now. Next, you can see here the detailed URL or the concrete download URL where the source is being fetched from. Plus, further down here, there's again a hash and a tag into the aports repository, plus path information where one could fetch the concrete patch file from that I mentioned earlier that's being applied at build time. And then finally, the security information that is also part of the APK builds file is included in a separate section in the in our SBOM in here, as you can see. Now, with that detailed information, there's basically one particularly interesting use case that I'd like to walk you through. And that basically starts in the upper left-hand corner with now the complete SBOM as input. And then the overall workflow basically works like this. Using the complete SBOM, first of all, we can read all of the components listed in that SBOM and register them in, for instance, an internal product lifecycle management system. Then based on the concrete download URLs, we can fetch the sources. We can apply vulnerability scans to those sources and finally store those source files in a certified internal archive. And then at a later point in time, whenever needed, since the source has been fetched and vetted and security scanned, we can basically rebuild our software image in an isolated environment and only fetching sources from a certified archive. And that also makes sure that during build time, non-additional things are getting pulled in from the internet. So we can be sure that only this software that is part of or that is being stored in the certified archive is actually also part of the final software build. Now, what are our future directions? Obviously, as I mentioned, we are currently using a JSON formatted output format, but it's not in any way a standardized SBOM format. There are various out there, SPDX, Cyclone DX, and others. We certainly would like to support one of the standardized formats, likely SPDX. In addition, as this is currently specifically geared towards Alpine, of course, it'd be interesting to have a conversation about applying the same to other ecosystems like Ubuntu, Debian, and others. So we basically should have a look at, okay, what's the additional information we need, such as download links, patch information, version information, and so on and so forth. Is it available in that particular ecosystem? Can it be made available? What's kind of the effort needed to make it available to, for instance, support the previously mentioned use case where we can fetch exactly the software packages or the source packages we need, store them in an archive, and then rebuild whenever needed. The current state is as follows, that we have this tool, we have made it available in a repository that you can see here on a slide. Please pass by and take a look. Feedback is highly welcome. Keep in mind, this is all at very early stages. It's mainly about the concept. However, the important thing is that this entire open source software supply chain challenge is an industry challenge. So it's not one tool, one company, one organization being able to solve this, but since naturally software supply chains cross organizational boundaries, it's an industry-wide challenge. So we need to jointly work on solving that challenge. And this tool certainly is one small contribution to the discussion in terms of how to solve the overall problem space. Okay, that basically concludes my presentation. Thank you very much, and see you next time.
Okay, hello everybody. Let's look at the questions. I think I've seen one question from Anthony. He was asking about the format, and I think, as I mentioned in the end of the talk, this is, I wouldn't call it an enhanced SBOM format. It is not standardized to anything that we have today, like SPDX or CyclonDX. For us, basically, this grew organically, and we first of all made it work with our internal tooling. That said, there's also, of course, not the intention to establish yet another SBOM format. So what needs to be done is basically mapping this to existing SBOM formats like CyclonDX or SPDX, and just take it from there. There's no intention to duplicate any of the good work that has already happened before.